It's tour championship time of the year, and the stakes are high. I'm Bob Bupka, so proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr., or better known as the STL Golf Geek on Twitter. And Jay, what a busy time in the golf world right now.
Yeah, things kind of starting to wrap down. You've also got guys fighting for the top 25 on the finish on the Korn Ferry Tour. It's that time of year, and it's that time of year to dole out some big money down in Atlanta, Georgia. But, you know, one of the events that both you and I hold very near and dear to our hearts is the United States Amateur Championship. And what a great week for Sam Bennett, the senior at Texas A&M. He came in, or he's now number three in the World Am rankings. But Ben Carr, in that 36-hole final, wouldn't go away. And it got very interesting down the stretch. The senior at Georgia Southern made it interesting, but Bennett closed it out. And I thought it was a fantastic U.S. Amateur Championship.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jay. The one thing that was remarkable, as far as I'm concerned, Carr was five down, battles away, gets four down, gets three down. And now Bennett has to hit first on this par five and hits it out of bounds, going for the green. And so I'm saying, well, Carr's going to lay up here, and he's going to be two down. Well, Carr doesn't lay up. Carr takes a wood out and goes for the green also, Jay, and also knocks it out of bounds. And then pretty much the rest was history. And to make matters worse, on the bag for Carr apparently was a former PGA Tour player. So between the two of them, with their opponent out of bounds, they didn't have the moxie to pull the iron and play it safe. So I was really disappointed about that during that juncture of the match. I love seeing good golf, and I love seeing great strategy, as I know you do, especially when it's match play.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake that he made after getting that momentum back and really wasn't able to get back. Did make it a little closer, but in the end, Sam Bennett, the winner, and he gets the spoils. Don't forget that Carr will be playing in the Augusta or at the Masters next year. The winner receives the trophy and the gold medal, exemption in the next 10 U.S. amateurs if he stays amateur, and an invite to the Masters. Must still be an amateur. Same goes for the United States Open. It also gets you a handful of, or at least it used to get you a handful of PGA Tour stops.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, the rewards are tremendous, but, you know, when you start saying next 10, as long as you stay amateur, somebody that wins or finishes runner-up in the U.S. amateur, probably not going to stay amateur over the next 10 years.
No.
10 months may be a stretch, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I haven't seen in the last couple of days, but he's not 100% sure he's going to play his senior year. He may be looking at different options and getting phone calls from different people.
He's got to make a decision. Does he want to play one more year? My recommendation, I would have him play one more year. He's going to be professional for a long time. He's got an opportunity to be a collegiate golfer one more year. Why not take it and really enjoy it? All right, let's move on to the second playoff event. It was the BMW Championship, and Patrick Cantlay successfully defended his 2021 title. And as you well know, Jay, no player has successfully defended a playoff win. Cantlay did it. He won in 2021 and 2022. I think Patrick Cantlay a lot better than he probably gets credit for.
Well, you know, the majors he doesn't seem to fire necessarily. But boy, when he's right, he's at the top of the list of winners. I mean, he seemingly is usually in contention most of the time, a very consistent player. The one thing he's missing is a major. Now, he's got a huge opportunity this week in Atlanta. Let's hear from Cantlay, the only player to successfully defend a playoff win.
Yeah, I'm in a really good spot. It'll be a little different of a type of a challenge this year, obviously being two behind Scotty. He's played a lot of great golf this year, so I expect the same. But it's a golf course I really like, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. I've been playing great golf all year, so I knew that if I just kept knocking on the door and kept, staying in a positive frame of mind and trusting myself, that I'd knock off a few victories. Putting yourself in position is maybe the thing that you can control in golf. You can't always control what other people around you do or where you get the right bounce or the wrong bounce. But putting yourself in contention time after time after time, you know, the bounces are going to go your way and you'll get your fair share of wins.
And Patrick Cantlay certainly has a very sound way of looking at things. The only thing you can do, Jay, and all the great golf you've played in your career, you fully understand this, is put you in position to do well. If you got to put yourself on the green 10 feet for a birdie, you got a much better chance than being in the greenside bunker trying to make birdie. So getting into position is everything in golf, and I think Cantlay, as you said, does it very well.
No, and he's got a good demeanor. In fact, it's a demeanor that it is a little boring at times, and he doesn't show as much emotion, but that's his personality. Not everybody can jump up and down and roar and be Tiger Woods. So he carries himself a certain way, but he certainly has put himself in the top 10 players in the world. And unfortunate news for the thrill, Will Zalatoris, after having that wild playoff finish, the first week of the playoffs, Will had to withdraw with a back injury during the tournament. They were trying to work on the back. It's a bad situation, Bob, because he's also not only had to withdraw from this week's Tour Championship, but the President's Cup.
Yeah, and Will was looking forward to playing for the United States. And boy, oh boy, I'm always very concerned when I hear golfer back. I mean, chances are probably
at such a young age too.
Yeah, well, chances are realistically probably 90% that he's going to be able to fully recover. But yeah, you heard I said 90%. Not his chances are not 100%, and that's what has to be weighing heavily on the mind of Will the Thrill right now.
Yeah, you and I have seen guys, and in a sense, Freddie Couples was one that, it really limited the opportunities, and he had to be careful how much he played. A back problem can really change a guy's whole situation, and hopefully this will be good for young Will. The Wake Forest product has just wowed us the last 2 years.
Well, speaking of getting wowed, we got wowed, I think, by a lot of the announcements that Commissioner Jay Monahan made public today at the address at the Tour Championship. And some of the things, I'm like taken aback. I mean, we're going to hear from Jay in just a moment. But, a couple of things that I want to reference to you, Jay, and get your opinion. I respect it so much. I mean, they're talking about guaranteed money now. A rookie comes out on tour, and they're going to give him $500,000 if he doesn't make a penny. I mean, if that's not guaranteed money, I don't know what is. So I'm a little leery of that. And then the other thing, to get in the top 20, which gives you all kinds of perks, it's not only on your performance on the golf course, it's how popular you are. So somebody could be extremely popular. I'm sure Ricky Fowler right now is in the top 20 in popularity. So he would be in the top 20, even though he's ranked well over 100 in the world. But anyway, first, now let's give a listen. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, as he talks about four new programs.
I am inspired by our great players, every one of our players, who epitomizes the perpetual values and competitive fabric of our sport. With their commitment and input, I'm excited to unveil four key items today. First, in addition to the elevated events we announced in June, we're planning to elevate another four events within the 2023 FedEx Cup regular season. We will identify these tournaments in the near future, and they will feature an average purse of $20 million. The second item, well, to me, it's the headline. Our top players are making a commitment to play in all 12 elevated events, as well as the Players' Championship, the Masters Tournament, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. They will also add at least three additional PGA Tour events to their schedules. Our top players are firmly behind the tour, helping us deliver an unmatched product to our fans, who will be all but guaranteed to see the best players competing against each other in 20 events or more throughout the season. This is an extraordinary and unprecedented commitment, a testament to who these guys are and what they believe in. Third, the Player Impact Program. Since launching last season, we've been committed to reassessing its effectiveness and identifying and rewarding the players who drive the most impact to the organization. To that end, we are adjusting the criteria and expanding the program. The PIP will now reward 20 players, and we're doubling the payout from $50 million to $100 million, effective with the 2022 final standings. And we're revising the criteria to better capture awareness from casual and core fans, removing the Q score and social media metrics. For 2022 and 23, the PIP will be used to identify our top players and those making a commitment to a 20-plus event schedule I just outlined. And finally, we're debuting in 2023 an earnings assurance program. This is an evolution of the Play 15 program. It provides a $500,000 league minimum to every fully exempt player, with rookies being paid up front. We believe it meets the challenging dynamic of how players manage and invest in their careers, and it's comparable to how other leagues approach their athlete compensation. This is a remarkable time for the tour. We have and always will be the ultimate platform for a player who wants to compete for the trophies and the titles that matter most. To now have our top players rally around this organization and commit to a portfolio of tournaments like never before, I think our fans, our partners, our players are going to love it. And I promise you, there's more to come.
Well, I guarantee you, the players are going to love it. I mean,
well, so basically what he's saying is the best players in the world are going to be asked to play 20 events. The 12 enhanced, you had the players in the majors, that's 17, and then three more. I think that's a good number, and I think some guys will play more. But if you can get the best to commit to that, that's good. I'm a little taken aback by the stipend thing, especially for rookies, $500,000. But, you know, Bob, they had to do something. You know, the tour, it's been no secret to a lot of people that the tour has a tremendous amount of money. And they have the capability and have had the capability of paying guys more or having bigger purses. Now, don't forget, part of those purses will then be transferred down into sponsorship dollars that will be going up, I'm sure, or their hope is they'll be going up for sure. I think, at least at this point, it's about as good as you could do in a short amount of time to try and combat, I don't want to say momentum LIV has, but disruption that LIV has committed. If you can tell the public, look, we're going to have 20 events where the best players of the PGA Tour are going to compete against each other at wonderful venues, that's pretty strong.
But Jay, you know, the one thing that I'm a little leery, and justifiably so on your part, the reference is to the 20 best players.
Yeah.
As I understand it, it's not necessarily the best players, but popular players. And well, there's a difference.
No, there's no question. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Patrick Reed would be invited in the top 20 if he was still a tour member. So there you go. Because he doesn't fall into the criteria of who a tournament can publicize is coming to play, or the fans who know who they'll be able to see. It's a changing time in the professional game. It doesn't affect Jack and Jill Goffer as a couple that goes out and plays on Sunday, or the guy that plays Saturday morning with his crew, or the lady playing in the Tuesday or Wednesday nine holes at her club. It's about money, and the players want more, and they're going to get more, the top players. Now, still a lot of this has to be completely ironed out, but again, as I said, I don't think this ends LIV because LIV's got the money to try and do what they want. The rumor is seven guys are going to jump ship on Monday after the Tour Championship, led by Cam. I think it, to a certain extent, with Tiger and Rory involved in kind of a last-moment effort before some guys may sign with LIV. Look what we've done. Look what we've created. Look how they're going to try and take care of us. So Monday will be an interesting day. The season will be over, and will LIV make a splash with names other than potentially Cameron Smith? I still don't know that it ever is going to be viewed the same way as the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour has made a step to try and answer some of the things that LIV is doing without looking like it's totally disrupting the PGA Tour.
Couldn't agree with you more. One aspect, though, that certainly smacks of LIV is they have a team component. All of a sudden, Tiger and Rory have formed a new company that will add a team component and a new tournament series. So, I don't know. You know,
I'm not sure either.
Is it reactionary, or would the tour have done this without Liv? Those are questions that people a lot smarter than me have to answer, because I'm still trying to figure out how the FedEx Cup points work. The tournament's going to start on Thursday, and when Scheffler, he's 10 under par.
Scheffler's up by two. He's nine better than Morikawa.
Right.
You and I were there, Bob, when they started floating out the playoffs. And I think we all kind of felt like, well, playoffs and golf, it doesn't quite work. And they've done everything they can to do this, to stagger it, to do the things that they've tried to do to make it, you know, have a chance to be competitive, maybe have a guy making a putt to win it all for $18 million. Scheffler starts at 10, Cantlay's at 8. Zalatoris would have been at 7, but he's not playing. So then you drop back to Xander Schauffele. Watch for him. He loves Eastlake, and even though he's 4 back, he can shave one a day. And then Sam Burns is at 5 under, and then the rest of the players go from 4 under down to the crew with K.H. Lee and Adam Scott and Aaron Wise, who got the last spot. They are 10 back and have to have some kind of heroic effort this week, or Scheffler and Cantlay got to go fall apart.
I know one thing. If I'm Xander Schauffele, I'm going to be saying, please, no rain delay. I'm already 4 behind. We wait any longer, I might be more behind.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've been thinking more about this. You know, I don't think you remember the days when Curtis Strange won $100,000 in Vegas, or somebody won $1 million. Those were big benchmarks, and they were covered, and it kind of wowed. I don't think fans give a damn what a guy wins. They don't even print in the paper half the time. It used to, you know, I mean, now they do the points. I don't think the regular PGA Tour fan cares that much about what these guys make. So, you know, what they want to see is good venues and quality golf with the best players playing. That's what we want, and we're going to get that for the most part this week at the historic Eastlake.
One variable about that, Jay, when times are good in this country, fans probably, you're right, don't care about what players make. times aren't quite that good. And to hear that somebody's going to make $18 million this week, boy, that seems like a strange way to gain fans for the sport. But we'll have to wait and see.
On the other side, what do you think of Cam Smith if he takes a guaranteed $100 million to go play in the goofiness?
please. I didn't need goofiness to be spread around. I had my share in triplicates. So
no more goofiness.
Yeah, let's move on. The President's Cup. Everybody says it's going to be a route. Scotty Scheffler, Cantlay, Schauffele, Burns, Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, plus six captain's picks, which I think it should be, 10 players making two captain's picks, but that's my thought. Who's on that international side, Jay?
Well, I believe Cam Smith. Now, I don't know if he makes an announcement on Monday. That'll change. I don't know. Hideki Matsuyama, Sung J.M., Joaquin Neiman, Tom Kim, Corey Connors, the Canadian, Adam Scott, and Mito Pereira, who wowed us this year, plus four captain's picks. That's still a pretty strong team that they've got, but you're right. I mean, I think the captain here, you look at the list, I think he could just take the next six guys on the list and say, yep, we're going to play. We're fine.
No, you're right about that, and it's sad for us to end this edition of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay by noting the passing of somebody that was a friend of Jay's, also a friend of mine, Tom Weisskopf, won the 1973 Open Championship at Troon, won 16 times on the PGA Tour. Jay, Tom Weisskopf, a very special player.
Without question, a student of the game, a historian of the game, following Nicklaus at Ohio State. He came oh so close at Augusta, four times the runner-up at Augusta, was a vital part of the Champions Tour. He won the 1995 U.S. Senior Open at famed Congressional, nicknamed the Towering Inferno, one of the taller players in the game. But it wasn't necessarily about the pure power. He had a graceful swing, and that guided his power, and condolences to his family. He will be missed. He also got into broadcasting for CBS after his playing career.
Yeah, a good guy. That's all I can say. Remember the last time I saw him, I was at the Open Championship in my radio booth, and Tom Weisskopf was about three aisles away, made a U-turn to come and sit down and spend some quality time with me. I just liked him. Condolences to his family.
Well, that's it for this week. Another wild week with big money on the line, LIV stuff, and the tour changing. We'll be back next week to wrap up the Tour Championship and also the latest news on the radar. Be with us next week in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay.